Have you ever met someone and felt an immediate electric connection, as if you've known them forever? That sensation of clicking with another person isn't just romantic fantasy. It's a neurological phenomenon scientists are finally beginning to understand. When we click with someone, our dopamine absorption centers activate intensely, similar to what occurs under the influence of narcotics. This biochemical reaction produces a euphoric state that makes us feel fully alive and engaged. Conversely, social disconnect activates the brain's pain centers, explaining why isolation causes genuine physical distress while connection feels so rewarding. Consider Paul and Nadia, who met at a hotel pool in Pasadena. Within days, they were engaged in conversation so natural, it seemed they'd known each other forever. After just 3 days of intense poolside discussions ranging from philosophy to world travel, Paul asked about marriage, a startling question that perfectly illustrates the phenomenon of clicking. These connections aren't limited to romantic relationships. Jim West and Gerhard Sessler, two physicists from dramatically different backgrounds, experienced similar instant rapport that led to their invention of the modern microphone, revolutionizing communications technology. The impact of clicking extends far beyond momentary pleasure. Dutch researchers found that couples who clicked instantly maintained relationships just as strong as those who were friends first or dated extensively. Even more remarkably, these love-at-first-sight couples reported higher passion levels decades later, despite having fewer similarities on paper. Police officer Greg Sancier defused a hostage situation by sharing his personal grief over his mother's death. His vulnerability led to a peaceful surrender. Research confirms this power. Stanford's touchy-feely course shows how personal sharing creates profound connections, while psychologist Art Aron found strangers who shared vulnerabilities formed deeper bonds in 45 minutes than many lifelong relationships. Conversations follow a 5-level vulnerability spectrum. The transactional category covers social niceties and factual exchanges, while the connective category enables true connection through gut-level feelings and peak vulnerability. Psychologists call moments of perfect attunement resonance, a state of deep connection emerging in flowing conversations or immersive work, similar to an athlete's zone state. Resonance combines flow and presence. Flow occurs during optimal challenge and engagement, as seen in Mario Andretti's strategic awareness during his 1978 Grand Prix victory. Presence requires intentionality and attentiveness, exemplified by nurse Jill Anderson's genuine connection with a dying patient. The University of Florida's basketball team saw an unexpected turnaround in 2005-06 when 4 sophomore players, randomly assigned as roommates, transformed the team. These 04s developed exceptional chemistry through constant interaction, leading Florida from unranked status to their first NCAA championship. This power of proximity was validated by a Maryland Police Academy study where 90% of cadets formed strongest connections with their immediate neighbors, regardless of shared interests or personalities. Similarly, a Bell Communications research study revealed scientists were 5 times more likely to collaborate with colleagues on the same corridor, 10.3%, than those elsewhere on the same floor, 1.9%. Collaboration across florists dropped to rates comparable to working with someone 40 miles away. The key lies in spontaneous communication, those unplanned interactions that occur naturally when sharing space. Even wordless passive contacts, like daily nods to familiar faces, create meaningful connections. As a University of Pittsburgh study concluded, familiarity actually breeds regard, not contempt. 20-year-old Kelly Hildebrandt found another Kelly Hildebrandt on Facebook. Their shared name led to messages, calls, and an in-person meeting. They discovered numerous similarities beyond their names. Both were religious, family-oriented, and enjoyed outdoor activities and cooking. Their story made international headlines as Kelly Hildebrandt to marry Kelly Hildebrandt. When we find similarities with others, even minor ones, we unconsciously categorize them as part of our in-group. We view these individuals more favorably, seeing them as more attractive and moral. This explains why discovering shared traits triggers such positive responses. A Santa Clara University study found women gave twice as much to charity when the fundraiser shared their first name. Professor Avshalom Cosby's research showed that similarity not only attracts initially, but persists over time. Studying couples for decades revealed their similarities, from religion to politics to interests, remained stable after 20 years. This endurance stems from shared experiences, living together, raising children, and facing life's challenges as a unit. Our environment profoundly shapes human connection. Fred Wapapa's traditional sweat lodge ceremonies, where participants share intense physical discomfort, demonstrate this principle. Two strangers once became engaged within 24 hours of meeting at a ceremony. Post-World War II saw depression rates soar in industrialized nations while remaining stable in less developed areas, despite rising Western living standards. The isolation of modern industrial life emerged as the likely cause. Shared adversity proves the strongest factor in forming connections. Elder and Klipp's 40-year study found veterans who faced combat were twice as likely to maintain lifelong friendships with comrades compared to those who didn't. The second key factor is a clearly defined community with distinct boundaries. Finnish studies show workplace community reduces employee depression, explaining why corporate retreats succeed when they create safe spaces for connection. When we click with others, we perform at our peak, more open, creative, and willing to stretch beyond comfort zones. At a conference in Mexico, anthropology student Peter Matthews and art teacher Linda Sheely demonstrated this through their shared passion for Maya writings. Despite their opposite styles, Peter methodical, Linda impulsive, their chemistry produced extraordinary results. Together, they cracked Maya hieroglyphs in just 3 hours, revealing them to be sophisticated, historical records of rulers' lives. Linda likened their breakthrough to, like the Rosetta Stone and going to the moon, and all of that happening in 3 hours. Research confirms this pattern. Northwestern and Wharton studies showed MBA teams who clicked build 20% more 3D models and achieved 70% higher accuracy in evaluating applications compared to mere acquaintances. In music, business professors Murnaghan and Conlin found string quartets succeeded based on chemistry rather than talent alone. Groups with natural rapport produced more albums, earned double the concert fees, and received 5 times more reviews. The science of human connection reveals how understanding key aspects of clicking, neurological activation, vulnerability, proximity, resonance, similarity, environment, and performance enhancement, allows us to cultivate more meaningful relationships. These connections enhance our creativity, productivity, and well-being. In our modern world, where depression rates rise despite material prosperity, forming genuine connections becomes essential for collective mental health. By practicing vulnerability, fostering connection-friendly environments, finding common ground with others, and cultivating presence, we can experience more transformative moments of connection. When you feel that electric connection with someone, whether a romantic interest, colleague, or stranger, remember it's not just chance, but a convergence of factors you can actively create. In an increasingly disconnected world, the science of clicking reminds us that authentic human connection remains our greatest source of joy and meaning.